Welcome back to Bernie the Attorney. We've got some very special guests with us, and today is no exception. Today we have with us Gail Crady. And Gail, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Bernie, for having me.
You're very welcome. Gail is the founder and executive director of Heartsong. And where's Heartsong based?
Well, Heartsong is based in on Central Avenue. Our offices are there, but we have two sites at in Bronxville and in White Plains.
Gail, we are so pleased to have you as a guest on Peace of Mind with Bernie the Attorney. And our mission here is to educate our listeners about issues that we hope will give them peace of mind. And why don't you take a few minutes and tell us about Heartsong and how it came into being?
Heartsong came into being because of my daughter, who has cerebral palsy and is nonverbal. At three, Jennifer underwent neurosurgery at NYU and was exposed to music therapy. She was nonverbal, and music stimulated her speech. It was after this, and when Jennifer turned five, that we looked at programs to suit her needs. We were unsuccessful in Westchester, and after careful research, realized in 1992 that there were many children with special needs without a program.
So you didn't model Heartsong after any pre-existing program. You just started it from scratch?
Started it from scratch with a group of community volunteers who came on the board of directors and through my husband. And between the two of us, we and our family, we organized it.
Wow. So how'd you know what to do? And there was no model to follow?
Well, my background's in education, so, and I was also a volunteer in the community for 10 years. So, you know, I had some experience also in business, so.
So you mentioned you have volunteers. People in the family also help out?
My son was a volunteer for 10 years and also worked for us for 4 years as a site helper before he went off to college. And our daughter, of course, is a participant.
Wow, that's exciting. How many children are generally in Heartsong at one time?
We're looking right now. We have 249 children in the program. We're also doing a program in Ardsley, which is a self-funded program through the school district, and that's held twice. Well, it's held during the week, and our program on Saturdays, which is when it's held, it can take up to 289 children.
So, how many different sites are there?
There's three. We have one in Long Island. That just was a pilot program that we started back in April, and we're still in that pilot stage, just making sure that we can fund it. And then our program started in Bronxville at Concordia College back in 1992, and then we also have a site at Good Counsel Academy Elementary School in White Plains. We pay for our sites there.
So the total number of children is how much?
Be 289.
Out of the two current operating sites together?
Three sites.
Wow. And do you have to go through any kind of approval process? You said you're opening up one on Long Island?
We opened it up, and the program really is up and running, and we have music and art therapy sessions working or running at that site. But what's happening is that in Long Island, because it's a pilot program, it's very small, and we only have 40 children there. The other sites have more than over 100 children at each of the sites.
And how many people are staffed there to handle this?
We have 26 professional music and art therapists on staff, and then we have 11 support staff, and then a full-time administrative assistant and myself.
So you must run it like a business.
We do.
You have a budget?
We have a budget. We're very professional.
And you have paid staff as well? The therapists are paid?
Everybody's paid, except the volunteers that come in to work with the children.
Well, that's a good point. And if somebody wanted to volunteer, how do they go about doing that?
Well, they would contact our office at 590 Central Park Avenue in Scarsdale, and our number is 914-725-9272, and we welcome volunteers because they really are an integral part of the program. And without the volunteers working with the professional staff, we couldn't really support the number of children in a group session that we have.
I'll bet the volunteers tell you it's very rewarding.
It is, and they have. We've been blessed, really, to have volunteers with us over the the last 14 years who have actually gone into the profession of either music therapy. We actually hired a music therapist who was started out with us in high school as a volunteer, and then from there she went on to get her undergraduate degree in music, then went to NYU to get her music therapy degree, came to us as a fieldwork student, and now is hired.
I've got to tell you, I've always found that people who work with children with special needs are really special themselves. And how do you go about finding the right people?
For the program?
To work at the program. I mean, there must be a rigorous interview process.
There is, and we actually hire most of our therapists through NYU or through schools that actually have students who are obtaining a degree in that modality. So we have a nice network of therapists.
And how much of your time do you spend administering and supervising the program?
Oh, it's 6 days a week.
So it's a full-time job, and then some.
It is, because I do all the grant writing, too.
You're involved in that as well?
Oh, yes.
Oh, wow. And the children who come into it, how are they found, generally from word of mouth?
It's been word of mouth. We also get referrals from social workers, educators. It runs the gamut. We have a long waiting list. I mean, we have over 70 children on the wait list now, and we're moving children off that wait list into the program.
This is Bernie Crooks, your host of Peace of Mind with Bernie the Attorney. We're right here on WFAS AM 1230, and our special guest this week is Gail Craddy, founder and executive director of HeartSong. And we welcome your questions. Please call us at 693-5700. That number is 693-5700. And we'll be right back to talk with Gail right after this break. This is Bernie Crooks on WFAS AM 1230, host of Peace of Mind with Bernie the Attorney. Our special guest is Gail Craddy from HeartSong, and we welcome your questions. Please call us at 693-5700. Okay, we've learned a little bit about the background of HeartSong. Now, tell us what you do. You've used the term a couple times, music therapy. What is that? How does it work?
Music therapy allows children to be engaged through the use of musical instruments and activities set forth by our professional team of music therapists. HeartSong provides a program with no more than 8 children, and in that we have one lead music therapist and an assistant music therapist, or most people know it as an 811 model.
So there's eight kids
children
for one therapist and one volunteer?
One assistant music therapist.
So no group is larger than 8?
No group is larger than 8, and usually the average is anywhere from 8 to maybe 6.
And are the kids grouped based on age, ability?
They're on age. There's no more than a 2-year age difference. And basically, the functioning level is pretty much the same, because you want to make sure that the activities are not going to supersede the abilities of one child over another.
So how many different groups of 8 can there be at any one site?
Oh.
See, that sounds like a bunch.
Yes. I mean, we run 5 sessions for one therapist. So there could be 60 sessions going on at one time.
And you have the room for this number of people?
Well, we're at capacity at pretty much both sites.
Wow. And music therapy, so it's not just putting on a record and then having the child respond. What is it?
What we do in music therapy, or let's say, for instance, through art therapy intervention, let's talk about that for a minute. The process of creating art allows the children to communicate, socialize, and exercise imagination. But the communication is a basic human drive and is often taken for granted, while a child with a disability will struggle to communicate. So a child taking art therapy can express themselves visually and in music therapy through verbalization. What we will do in a art therapy session is the children will share art materials, they'll take turns, they'll listen to others during that time, they'll make eye contact with others, which is encouraged through the therapist. This may be reinforced by having the children even create art that involves creating faces or puppets. And hopefully if a child can make eye contact with a puppet, this can be carried over into their everyday environment. The outcome one hopes for and is typical is that after creating a piece of art, A child can at times find words to describe their artwork that may have been difficult to find the words to describe their artwork otherwise.
So talk to me about the art. Is it building something? Is it painting something? What
yes,
are you doing?
Yes, it's all of it. It's, you know, as you
like
know,
arts and crafts when we were
right,
in school?
Exactly. But it's a lot, there's a lot more in-depth thought around what you're doing to create that process. And the children work in group together. You're looking at individual goals as well as group goals. And the same in the music. You're using the instruments to allow a child to pass an instrument. For some children, it's very difficult to do that. So you're looking at focusing issues. You're looking at communication skills. You're looking at self-esteem. You're looking at self-confidence. You're looking at socialization. You're looking at all aspects of a child's development.
And these are children with physical as well as mental disabilities.
Exactly.
And how do you determine whether or not a child is a candidate?
We have a process by which we have the children assessed. And typically if a family would like their child to enter our program, they'd call our office. And a packet will be sent to them with very succinct questions to allow us to be able to determine how we're going to place that child. And we bring the child in for an assessment with the therapist, and they don't have to know how to do music or do an art project or anything like that, but it's simply to try to be able to really coordinate establishing the right groups for those children.
Do you ever have to turn a child away?
We have, but it's been rare when we've had to do that.
Okay, and the these tremendous services that you provide, it must cost a lot of money. Is there a fee to be a participant?
There's no fee. We do ask the families, and we do fundraising, and we do grant writing. We ask the parents if they can make a donation, you know, but it's not a prerequisite to get them into the program. I mean, they don't have to make a donation to come into our program.
So you don't have to have a lot of money to get the benefits,
no.
And you don't have to be poor either to qualify for some type of program.
But we find that the families that can afford it do help when they can. And that's, we have our board of directors. There's 15 board of directors who are very, very active. They're a working board, and they really are quite involved in establishing the fundraising aspect.
Tell us about some of the fundraising. You must have some dinners and other things throughout the year. What do you do?
We have an annual dinner.
What is that?
Well, this next one's going to be March 3rd, 2006 at Glen Island Harbor Club. And we are planning to have a Texas theme.
Wow.
It should be a lot of fun. And Steve Palm is our benefit chair for the audience that might be listening. He is an entrepreneur and has a restaurateur and has his restaurant at Underhills in Bronxville and Harry's of Hartsdale in Hartsdale. And he is our benefit chair. He was last year as well, and he had a great team to work with him, and they did a lot for us.
I bet you it's a great event.
It is. It's a lot of fun. We get quite a turnout. We had I think close to 400 people there this last time.
Well, I look forward to being there this year.
Well, I hope so. We're looking forward to having you.
This is Bernie Crooks, your host of Peace of Mind with Bernie the Attorney. Our special guest this week is Ms. Gail Craddy, the executive director and founder of HeartSong, and they do wonderful things for children with special needs. They give art therapy, they give music therapy, and they give a child a chance. And we're proud to have her as our guest here this week.
Thank you.
She's willing to take your questions. Please call at 693-5700, and we'll be right back after this. Welcome back to Peace of Mind with Bernie the Attorney, right here on WFAS AM 1230. Our guest this week is Ms. Gail Craddy, founder and executive director of HeartSong. And we've been talking about music and art therapy, and I'm sure our listeners are wondering about the staff. I mean, we're entrusting our children to these people. What type of background checks do you do on these people? How do you make sure you get the very best people?
Currently, we have 26 therapists, music and art therapists, who work between the three sites and the Ardsley Middle School program. We have, in addition, obviously, our professional staff, the lead therapists, have to be credentialed in music or art therapy to be in the lead position. So they're all master-level people that we hire. And the same as an assistant therapist, for an assistant therapist, they have to either be in school in pursuing this course of study, or have fulfilled the requirements of obtaining their degrees before assuming a lead position with HeartSong.
So all of this is checked out before they come on board, and then they're evaluated as they go along?
They are, and they're evaluated yearly. The therapists, I don't make the decision to hire them alone. I have clinical supervisors who are in senior management positions with us who will help to make that decision along with the person that they're going to be working with, because you have to make sure that the team is cohesive with one another.
So they're getting evaluated from your end, and how about you? Are you evaluated? Is the program evaluated by the parents?
The program's evaluated by the parents every year, and I have to say proudly that they've ranked us very high.
How do they do that? Do you send a survey?
We send a survey out, and we look for very candid responses from them, and we use those responses to help us set goals for the next year, if it's possible. I mean, if they're asking for, like, two new programs and it's not cost-effective, we can't do it.
Well, but what if they're also making a big donation?
They make a big donation and they underwrite it. That'll work.
So you actually read the feedback, the surveys?
Oh, absolutely. I read every one of them. We evaluate everything. We look at it. And then I report out to the board on those evaluations, and then we also, I share it with the staff, because certainly if there are recommendations made, we want to know where we can, how we can do things better. And I do what they call, you know, plus delta, and I evaluate with the staff how we might better have a better workplace each year. So we have that process in place. And then the state, office, Hudson Valley Developmental Disability Service Office of New York State OMRDD, also conducts their own independent survey. And that survey, the survey results from 2004 came in at 80% excellent and 20% good.
Wow, not
so
bad.
I don't think it gets any better than that.
No.
We were quite pleased.
Well, you've mentioned a couple times now the funding. What are the primary sources of funding for the program?
We get funding through corporations, foundations, civic organizations, state, self-initiated fundraisers, and through private donations. I mean, that's really a heavy part, too.
And if somebody wanted to make a donation, how would they do that? Is there a website, or should they call you? What should they do?
There's a website. We're at heartsong.org, HEARTSONG, one word. .org, or they can call us and we can provide them with the information. They can also use their credit card to make a donation, and that's at 914-725-9272.
And if somebody wanted to make a bequest in their will, that would be okay as well?
That would absolutely be okay, and we would really appreciate that.
Okay, great. Folks, we're really learning a lot about HeartSong, and I hope everyone is really fully appreciating the fantastic work that they're doing over there. And I know we've got more questions and we're running out of time, but let's spend a few minutes now on a couple of other points. We've talked about these groups. Is it possible for anybody to get individualized therapy?
We don't really do individualized therapy because it would be cost prohibitive for us to do that right now. We have done it, but it's always with the goal that the children are going to move from an individual setting into a group setting, and that's worked out okay.
So if it's done, it's done with a view towards moving into the group.
Absolutely, because the children can't be isolated. You don't want that to happen.
And when can a child start? Is there a minimum age?
Birth to teens through 19. So I just had a call from a parent whose child was diagnosed with Down syndrome, and child's 1 week old, and they put the child on the wait list.
Right. And what happens when the child becomes an adult? Is there a way to transition into any other program?
Well, that's what we're looking into. Actually, my other hat is with Family Support Council. I've been on that council for a long time through Hudson Valley Developmental Disability Service Office, and that's an area that all these families are looking at to see how, what those next steps might be.
So tell us what a typical session would be like. Is it an hour? Is it 45 minutes? What happens?
It's anywhere from 30 minutes to 45 minutes. A child in music therapy will come in, and the activity will involve a child going through, and they always start with a hello song so that everybody's greeting one another and they can make a connection with one another. And then there's different activities, and the therapists really encourage the children to make choices. And that's very big. Even in art therapy, you want to see the children, you know, having that freedom and flexibility to make the choices, because, you know, ultimately most people do it for them.
Choices are difficult.
Mm-hmm. It is, but, you know, you want to encourage that.
No question. Gail, we thank you. This is Bernie Crooks, your host of Peace of Mind with Bernie the Attorney, right here on FAS AM 1230. Our call-in number is 693-5700, and we'll be right back with Gail Crowdy.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind with Bernie the Attorney. This is your host, Bernie Crooks, founding partner of the law firm Littman Crooks with offices right here in White Plains. Our special guest is Gail Crowdy, founder and executive director of HeartSong. You may call us at 693-5700. And Gail, we've just got a few minutes left here. I'm sure running an enterprise like this, and it is an enterprise, must present 100 challenges a day. And you've been doing it for quite some time now. Tell us about your biggest challenge over the years.
My biggest challenge over the years has really been addressing that wait list. You know, and ideally I would love to see every child in the program and never have to worry about, you know, where they're going to be placed and, you know, whether or not we're going to have the money to expand and that sort of thing.
So have you ever thought about charging a fee so that you can take care of more kids?
Our board has talked about that, and I think because so many children or so many families are faced with such high medical costs, why should we penalize the children for not being able to get into a program because their parents couldn't afford it? I mean,
That's a tough choice.
Yeah. It's a mission for all of us,
yeah,
I think.
It just would be great not to have a waiting list.
True. But then we'd have to find the space, Bernie.
Yeah, that's true, too, and you need more volunteers.
Right. We need more volunteers, more staff.
And instead of working 6 days a week, you can work seven.
Oh, thank you. I will. I do sometimes.
So this has got to be a truly gratifying and rewarding thing for you to be involved in, and I think it's just fantastic. Tell us about just some of the things that have been what I'll call a big triumphs, things that you're just proud of, kids you've worked with that have really excelled and thrived. Well, I'm sure we want to hear about that.
You know, it has been an incredible undertaking to see the outcome of how the children have really, really flourished. And that's how I have to say it, because some children have come to us that were totally nonverbal. And I do assessments of the staff, and I go in, and I see these same children who couldn't verbalize anything, and they're uttering. They're making noises, they're making sounds, they're making words, and they're participating. Where I remember one little girl who came to us, and she was in the hallway screaming her head off, and her mother looked at me and she said, "My child's never going to get in." And I said, "Oh, yes, she is." And we put her in, and a year later, this child, her first words were HeartSong. She wanted to go back to HeartSong, and she continues to thrive in our program.
How does that make you feel?
Oh, it makes me feel really good. And I've seen so much of this happen.
It's worth it, right?
I've seen children that were tactile defensive, who had an aversion to touch, actually be able to participate in art therapy without having those handicaps, basically.
It's almost like you have a magic wand.
The therapists do a great job. They really do. They're professional, and they're wonderful, and they're
great. Let's talk about, for some of the people who either can't get in or waitlisted, or maybe they live in an area not near White Plains or one of the other areas where you have a HeartSong facility. Are there comparable programs or things for them to do?
You know, I don't know of other programs like HeartSong, but I know there's a music conservatory that offers music therapy. There's Nordoff Robbins down in Manhattan. But I typically get phone calls from all over the country asking how they can replicate our program. So it must not be out there. I know parents did some research years ago, and they said there was nothing like Heart Song out there.
Now, when a child attends a program, do they have to bring a caregiver or one-on-one aid, or do the parents drop them off?
No, they come either with a parent or a caregiver or a guardian, and they stay with the child, because the program's 90 minutes, or if they're taking music and art therapy, it's a 90-minute session.
And when they're done with the program, how do you know it's time for the child to move on, or do they just continue on and on year after year?
They continue on and on, because therapy is a long process. And you don't want to just put a child out of the program. It's when they're ready to leave, which is a good thing, when they've made that determination. And sometimes therapy isn't what they need. You know, they might need something else. And so, but the average length of stay for our children is probably anywhere between 4 or 5 years.
Okay, and you mentioned the programs are generally once a week. Are there things the parents can do in between sessions to help the cause?
The therapists usually review that with them to give them guidance.
So that, in effect, it could be homework.
Yes.
That the child would have to do in between.
If the parent wants that to carry over.
Okay, and got a couple last questions here. If a child wants to enroll in the program in mid-year, let's say like now it's October, the program has already started, it'll be October on Saturday, is that okay?
That's okay. They can, year-round we take applications, and sometimes children leave the program mid-year for extenuating circumstances with the family, so we'll have an opening, and so we'll pull from the wait list, and certainly they should absolutely call. They should be encouraged to do that.
Well, Gail Crady, Executive Director and Founder of Heart Song, we can't thank you enough. And would you please, before we sign off, give our listeners the phone number and website information one last time?
Thank you so much. 914-725-9272, and it's heartsong.org.
This is Bernie Crooks, host of Peace of Mind with Bernie the Attorney. We'll see you next week.
Thank you.
Good night, everyone.